How to fight the big boys.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. What does it mean, how to fight the big boys? Why would I even be talking about this? Well, it really comes down to right now, we're in a really crazy time of transition, and you can see it all around you. There are situations to where people are flexing their muscles, and they're doing it through their organizations, through their companies, through the government, everything else. And there gets to be a point at which it feels as though there's monopolies in certain sectors. So social media, there are certain big people on the block with social media, and they kind of run the show. And it's really tough to work around them because they've become big because they were first, because they were best, because they provided people what they wanted and no one else was able to compete with them. And they were able to get a foothold on the regulations and so forth that helped keep the small guys small and everything else. And this happens no matter what industry you're in. It eventually happens everywhere. And everyone always freaks out as if it's the first time in history this has ever happened. This happens every time in every industry that touches most people's lives. It doesn't matter whether you're talking big oil or big tech or big media or big anything. There's always going to be a handful of those that rise to the top, that get better at it than everybody else, and that crush the competition every chance they get and make it extremely difficult for new people to enter the market. So I want to pull this back to something very local going on here in Grants Pass, Oregon, which is where I'm filming this from. And we had a situation ever since I started visiting Grants Pass, probably, it was close to 20 years ago when I first started visiting, and I had some friends in the area, and everyone would be complaining about the local newspaper. There's one local newspaper that covers Grants Pass specifically, and everyone would always complain about how they were this, they were that. And I said, well, why hasn't anyone else risen up and done anything? Well, it's so difficult. And they have the name, and they've been around for so long, and it takes money to start a newspaper, and you have to have influence, and all the other things that go along with trying to beat out the big boy, right? The one that's in charge, the one that's been around the longest. And I have heard these complaints from right, left, center aisle, everybody. It's not just a philosophical issue. Actually, the paper's gone through a number of different editors and so forth throughout these years. It no matter what, there's always been heavy-duty complaints about the fact that this newspaper really has a monopoly on local news in terms of news. The average newspapers, they aren't lasting. They're all going online and so on and so forth. So the fact that this one's even lasted this long is amazing. But it also goes to the fact that we have a very mature population in terms of age and so forth. And so you still have a lot of people getting a physical newspaper delivered to their home in the same way they always had. Now they have the online edition and everything, but that does seem to be a huge bulk of what's still going on, and people still expect all those things that they got from newspapers 20, 40, 80 years in the past. So it still has a huge amount of ability to promote or not promote one agenda or another. And so a lot of people have talked for years about buying the newspaper, about building up a new one, about having an online version that beats it out, and so on and so forth. Nothing's really gotten close enough to really make a dent. And then just recently, now there's been a few people, there's been a local paper, and I don't have it right here, that has been going directly to homes. Now, it And it goes to everybody. It goes through Every Door Direct Mail, I believe, which is a program by the post office, which allows you to send it out to everybody. And it's called the Sneak Preview, and it's done very well. But it tends to not spend too much time on the political end of things, which is what a lot of people are interested in and interested in challenging. And it hasn't really taken a whole lot of positions that are contrary to the local paper. Well, a handful of people, and I'm hoping to be able to interview the editor and publishing staff of this one that just came out, Josephine County Eagle. So these guys just started sending that. This was a secret. This was even, I heard the editor speaking about this, that his daughter called him up and said, does this have something to do with you, Dad? Because he even kept it, it was so secretive, his own family did not even know about the fact that this was going out. And this is it's on newsprint, but it got sent to every door in, I believe, throughout the entire county. And they're looking to challenge the status quo. Now, why is this important? Why does it matter to you? It matters to you because they didn't just go into the newspaper business the same way the current newspaper is set up, which is already having struggles. Any local newspaper is going to have struggles, a difficulty to stay, get their head above water. So they did it a different way. They have a smaller paper. They have it going to every door. They went directly and got people to advertise in it, and so it's fully paid for by advertising. There's no subscription fees, at least as of yet, and I believe they have an online edition as well. They at least have a website set up. I haven't looked into all the details. They've gone at it slightly differently, but at the same time are putting themselves somewhat in competition, but making themselves completely different at the same time. Okay. This can be done. I don't care if you're talking social media. I don't care if you're talking big media. I don't care who the competition is. You can defeat them if you don't play by their rules. You have to go around the rules. You have to bend it to make it work for you. Competition is always possible in the end, but it doesn't mean that you're going to look and sound and feel exactly like the competitor. You have to go around the competition by making them irrelevant in a lot of ways. And this is what these guys are attempting to do. I know that, and I'm looking forward to having that conversation. You could find out more about that by watching and listening to our show, Grants Pass VIP, over at grantspassvip.com. It's a local podcast that I have. But if you want to know how to really do this for your business and be able to make competition completely irrelevant, go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You get a free digital copy over at amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back tomorrow night with a tip that either has to do with a principle, a strategy, or a tactic that can help you explode your business. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.